This, I believe. The breaks, as we call them, no doubt play an important part in our lives. But it was more than good fortune which saw my friend Bill Campbell become sports director of station WCAU in Philadelphia at the age of 22, as you may infer now from what he believes.
I agree with those who say that life is a gamble. I disagree with those who believe that life is such a gamble they must cheat and deceive in order to win. My basic belief is that all of us must be honest with ourselves. Those of us who have been in any way fortunate enough to have obtained a comfortable degree of success at a comparatively early age have been described by some as being lucky. But I feel that anyone in that category should take pride in the knowledge that he has obtained his good fortune, so far as he knows, without the assistance of influence. For this seems to be an age of influence. I have competed, for instance, against other broadcasters for coveted assignments. When I won, I left the auditions in a mixed spirit of gratitude and pride. I was grateful that I had been selected and proud that I had done it on my own. When I lost, which was more frequently, I left with the feeling that the man who had beaten me was better, and I was certain to make a mental note to listen to his work so that I could discover why I had lost. Usually I found out. It wasn't always this way. In pre-war days, when I was losing with irritating regularity, I was pretty bitter. The feeling then was that the other fellow, the winner, was just lucky, and I was a jinx. One of the men who changed my way of thinking was baseball's Branch Rickey. While he was president of the Brooklyn Dodgers, I once heard him speak, and his topic was luck. He said, "Luck is a residue of design. Luck is only a byproduct of hard toil and intense work." When he went on to cite different examples in sports, I was pretty much converted. For surely it would be impossible to contend that all the great sports heroes of our age were constantly lucky. I asked myself, are the New York Yankees, those perennial champions, lucky? Of course not. And the same goes for Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Bobby Jones, Ben Hogan, and more recently such all-time greats as Joe Louis, Ted Williams, Stan Musial, and Bob Feller. It wasn't luck which enabled them to bowl over one opponent after another. Their luck was simply a byproduct of their toil. Once while I was in the service, I attended a Catholic retreat house while on furlough. At the retreat house, in the prayer manual, I came across a remarkable poem, which I have since had reprinted by the thousands. One night, during the basketball scandals of the winter of 1950-51, I read the poem on my radio sports program. The requests for copies were staggering. I would like to repeat just a few of these lines now, for I think they explain my beliefs more than any creative effort of mine. Here they are. When you get what you want in your struggle for gain, and the world makes you king for a day, just go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that man has to say. It isn't your father or mother or wife who judgment upon you must pass. The one whose verdict counts most in your life is the one staring back in the glass. He's the one you must satisfy beyond all the rest, for he's with you right up to the end. And you have passed your most difficult test if the man in the glass is your friend.
That was a colleague of mine in Philadelphia, Bill Campbell, radio and TV sportscaster, who follows the fortunes of the Phillies and the Athletics, and who, one concludes, has learned the truth, so obvious, yet so easily forgotten, that like a ball game, life is a mixture of setbacks and achievements.